Blog Talk Radio.
Energy is the ability to do work. And there are different types of energy. There's chemical energy, electrical, mechanical, nuclear, thermal energy, just to name a few. But did you know that our words accompany energy?
Yep.
Yes, indeed. That's why we need to learn to trust our gut with how this combination of word and energy make us feel, because the energy is evidence of intentionality or possibly internal struggles or conflict or something. And we need to read that energy, because words can be spoken harshly, they can be spoken and softly, they can be spoken with a combination of words that are melancholy or dramatic or whatever, but the energy that comes with the kind words, the nice words, the harsh words is what we really need to focus on just as much really as the words. I think it was Maya Angelou who said that people will forget what we said, people will forget what we did, but people will not forget how we made them feel. And I am paraphrasing that. And I believe that how we make people feel when we speak to them, or how people make us feel, or how we feel really when people speak to us, is because of the energy of their words. This is what I get often, I hear often from others, is that I don't want to believe, and I've been there too, I don't want to believe what I felt as the person said this to me, because I like this person and I don't think that this person has ill will towards me. But yet at the same token, I felt something. Trust your gut. Yeah, the person could be having a bad day, you know, but trust your gut, because maybe a pattern will eventually arise where you see or notice that this person has words that accompany uncomfortable feelings, because the energy with the words have some type of malice or negative intent behind them. If you're looking for support and guidance and understanding the impact of words spoken to you, and even words that you've spoken to others, let me help you. Log on to www.stephanieersolomon.com. Schedule your appointment today.